Are you tired of constantly chasing happiness, only to find it slipping through your fingers? Do you feel like there must be a better way to live a fulfilling life? In this video, we delve into the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, who teaches us that happiness is not something to be pursued, but a byproduct of living a life of purpose and virtue. Lesson 1. Find your purpose. Marcus Aurelius believed that a key to a meaningful life is finding and embracing your purpose. He saw every individual as part of a larger whole, contributing to the community and the world in their unique way. According to Aurelius, understanding our role in this greater context brings a profound sense of fulfillment. Finding your purpose is a journey that requires introspection, exploration, and a willingness to embrace change. Marcus Aurelius believed that understanding and embracing your role in the world is essential for living a fulfilling life. To find your purpose, begin by reflecting on what truly excites you. What are the activities or topics that you are naturally drawn to? These interests are often indicators of where your passions lie. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of aligning your actions with your inner values and interests. By doing what you love, you not only contribute to your own well-being, but also to the greater good. Make a list of activities that make you feel alive and fulfilled. Consider hobbies, professional tasks, or causes that resonate with you. Reflect on moments in your life when you felt most engaged and satisfied. These moments can provide valuable insights into your purpose. Understanding your strengths is another crucial step in finding your purpose. What are you naturally good at? What skills do you possess that others recognize and appreciate? Marcus Aurelius believed that each person has unique talents and abilities that are meant to be utilized for the benefit of society. Take time to assess your strengths. You can do this through self-reflection, feedback from others, or formal assessments. Recognize the skills and talents that set you apart, and think about how you can use them in a meaningful way. When your purpose aligns with your strengths, you are more likely to experience a sense of flow and accomplishment in your endeavors. Your values are the principles that guide your decisions and actions. They reflect what is most important to you and shape your worldview. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of living in accordance with one's values and maintaining integrity. Reflect on what values are central to your life. These might include honesty, compassion, creativity, or justice. Understanding your core values can help you determine the kind of impact you want to have in the world and the type of work or activities that align with your sense of purpose. Finding your purpose is not always a straightforward process. It often involves exploring different paths and being open to new experiences. Marcus Aurelius himself faced various roles and responsibilities throughout his life, each contributing to his understanding of his purpose. Don't be afraid to try new things and step out of your comfort zone. Volunteer for different causes, take up new hobbies, or pursue further education. Each experience provides a learning opportunity and a chance to discover what truly resonates with you. Your purpose might evolve over time, and that's perfectly natural. Marcus Aurelius understood that life is in a constant state of flux, and personal growth often involves embracing change. What feels purposeful to you at one stage of your life may shift as you gain new experiences and insights. Stay flexible and open to this evolution. Regularly reevaluate your purpose and make adjustments as needed. This adaptive approach ensures that your life remains aligned with your current values, interests, and circumstances. Once you have a clearer sense of your purpose, it's important to act with intention. Marcus Aurelius believed in the power of deliberate and purposeful action. Each day, make choices that align with your purpose and bring you closer to your goals. Set specific, achievable goals that reflect your purpose. Break them down into actionable steps and stay committed to your path. Acting with intention helps you stay focused and motivated, even when challenges arise. Marcus Aurelius taught that every moment, no matter how small, can be an opportunity to live out your purpose. Whether it's through your work, interactions with others, or personal habits, strive to infuse meaning into everything you do. Recognize that living your purpose is not limited to grand gestures or significant accomplishments. It's about the consistent, everyday actions that reflect your values and contribute to your overall sense of fulfillment. The journey to finding and living your purpose is not without obstacles. Marcus Aurelius faced numerous challenges during his life, from personal losses to political turmoil. His writings often reflect his resolve to stay true to his purpose despite these difficulties. When you encounter obstacles, remember that they are part of the journey. Use them as opportunities for growth and learning. Maintain a positive attitude and a resilient mindset. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Embrace challenges as stepping stones that help you refine and strengthen your purpose. Lesson 2. Cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful practice that can transform your outlook on life. Marcus Aurelius understood this deeply and emphasized the importance of regularly reflecting on what we have rather than what we lack. Cultivating gratitude involves developing a mindset that appreciates the present moment and recognizes the value in every experience. Incorporating a daily gratitude practice can significantly enhance your sense of well-being. As mentioned earlier, keeping a gratitude journal is an effective method. Each day, set aside a few minutes to write down 3 to 5 things you are grateful for. These can range from significant events to small, everyday pleasures. The act of writing helps solidify these positive reflections in your mind and makes it easier to recall them when you need a mental boost. Share your appreciation with those around you. Tell a friend or family member why you are thankful for them. Acknowledge a colleague's hard work, or simply thank the barista for making your coffee. Verbal expressions of gratitude not only make others feel valued, but also reinforce your own positive feelings. Gratitude helps shift your focus from what's missing in your life to what is already present. This shift can reduce feelings of envy, disappointment, and dissatisfaction. Instead of constantly comparing yourself to others or yearning for what you don't have, gratitude encourages you to recognize the abundance in your own life. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the simple things he had and the people who made his life better. By doing so, he maintained a sense of contentment and avoided the trap of constant desire. This mindset can be cultivated by making a conscious effort to appreciate what you usually take for granted. Whether it's the comfort of your home, the health of your body, or the love of your family, acknowledging these aspects can greatly enhance your sense of gratitude. Gratitude also involves reframing challenges and difficulties as opportunities for growth. Marcus Aurelius believed that obstacles are an essential part of life and that facing them with a grateful heart can build resilience. When you encounter a setback, try to view it as a chance to learn and grow rather than a misfortune. For instance, if you experience a professional failure, consider what the situation taught you. Did you gain new skills or insights? Did it push you out of your comfort zone and encourage personal development? By finding the silver lining in difficult experiences, you cultivate a resilient and grateful mindset. Mindfulness and gratitude are closely linked. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment and aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This awareness allows you to notice and appreciate the small details of your life that you might otherwise overlook. Practice mindfulness by taking a few moments each day to sit quietly and observe your surroundings. Pay attention to the sounds, smells, and sights around you. Notice how your body feels and the thoughts that pass through your mind. By being present, you can better appreciate the simple pleasures and develop a deeper sense of gratitude. Gratitude can significantly improve your relationships. When you regularly express appreciation for the people in your life, you strengthen your connections and foster a positive atmosphere. People feel valued when they are appreciated, which enhances mutual respect and trust. Make it a habit to thank those around you, not just for grand gestures, but for everyday actions. Whether it's a partner who cooks dinner, a friend who listens to you, or a coworker who helps with a project, acknowledging these acts of kindness can deepen your relationships. It's essential to practice gratitude even during challenging times. Marcus Aurelius faced numerous hardships during his reign, yet he maintained a grateful attitude. He believed that every situation, no matter how difficult, offered something to be thankful for. When you face adversity, try to find aspects of the situation that you can appreciate. This might be the support of friends and family, the strength you find within yourself, or the lessons learned from the experience. Gratitude during tough times builds resilience and helps you maintain a positive outlook. Understanding the science behind gratitude can motivate you to incorporate it more consistently into your life. Knowing that this simple practice can have profound effects on your physical and emotional health provides a strong incentive to make it a daily habit. Lesson 3. Practice acceptance. Acceptance is a fundamental Stoic principle that Marcus Aurelius deeply valued. He taught that while we cannot control external events, we can control our reactions to them. Acceptance involves acknowledging reality as it is, without resisting or denying it. To practice acceptance, start by recognizing the limits of your control. Many aspects of life, such as the actions of others, the outcome of events, or natural occurrences, are beyond your influence. Fighting against these realities only leads to frustration and distress. Instead, focus on what you can control: your thoughts, actions, and responses. Aurelius often reminded himself that events are neither good nor bad in themselves. It is our interpretation that colors them. By accepting situations as they are, you free yourself from unnecessary suffering. This doesn't mean passivity or resignation, but rather an active choice to respond wisely and calmly to whatever comes your way. Mindfulness can support your practice of acceptance. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you are resisting reality and gently guide yourself back to a state of acceptance. This helps you stay grounded and reduces emotional turmoil. Acceptance also extends to yourself. Recognize that you are human, with strengths and flaws. Embrace your imperfections and learn from your mistakes. Self-compassion is essential in fostering a healthy acceptance of yourself, which in turn allows you to accept others more readily. Lesson 4. Build strong relationships. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of relationships in living a fulfilled life. He believed that humans are inherently social beings and that our interactions with others significantly shape our experiences. Building strong relationships starts with genuine connection. Spend time with the people who matter to you, engage in meaningful conversations, and show interest in their lives. Quality time and attentiveness are key to nurturing these bonds. Empathy and kindness are also crucial. Aurelius encouraged seeing the world from others' perspectives and responding with compassion. When conflicts arise, strive to understand the other person's viewpoint and seek resolution through dialogue rather than confrontation. Trust and honesty form the foundation of strong relationships. Be truthful and reliable in your interactions. Consistency in words and actions builds trust over time and fosters deeper connections. Strong relationships involve mutual support. Be there for others in times of need and allow them to support you as well. Marcus Aurelius believed in the power of community and the strength that comes from mutual assistance. Helping others not only strengthens bonds, but also brings a sense of purpose and joy. It's also important to set healthy boundaries. Respecting your own needs and limits, as well as those of others, ensures that relationships remain balanced and respectful. Clear communication about boundaries helps prevent misunderstandings and maintains the integrity of your connections. Lesson 5. Find joy in the simple things. Marcus Aurelius often found joy in the simple aspects of life, a practice that is both accessible and deeply rewarding. Finding joy in the simple things involves shifting your focus from grand achievements and possessions to the everyday moments that bring you peace and happiness. Begin by slowing down and paying attention to your surroundings. Notice the beauty in nature, the taste of your food, the warmth of the sun, or the sound of a loved one's laughter. These small moments can bring immense joy if you take the time to appreciate them. Engage in activities that you genuinely enjoy, even if they seem trivial. Whether it's reading a book, taking a walk, or spending time with friends and family, these simple pleasures can significantly enhance your quality of life. Practicing mindfulness can help you stay present and fully experience these moments. When you focus on the here and now, you are more likely to notice and appreciate the simple joys around you. Gratitude also plays a role in finding joy in the simple things. Regularly reflecting on what you are thankful for helps you recognize the abundance in your life, even in the smallest details. Lesson 6. Live in the present moment. Living in the present moment is a central tenet of Stoic philosophy and a practice that Marcus Aurelius frequently advocated. He believed that true contentment comes from focusing on the present rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. To live in the present moment, start by becoming aware of your thoughts. Notice when your mind drifts to past regrets or future anxieties, and gently bring your focus back to the present. This mindfulness helps you stay grounded and fully engaged with what you are doing right now. Practice deep breathing and meditation to enhance your ability to stay present. These techniques calm your mind and body, making it easier to focus on the current moment. Engage fully in your activities. Whether you are working, spending time with loved ones, or enjoying a hobby, immerse yourself completely. Avoid multitasking and distractions, as they pull you away from the present experience. Living in the present also involves accepting the impermanence of life. Everything is constantly changing, and nothing lasts forever. Embracing this reality helps you appreciate the present moment and reduces attachment to past or future outcomes. Lesson 7. Forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for achieving inner peace and emotional freedom. Marcus Aurelius taught that holding on to anger and resentment harms us more than it does the person who wronged us. Forgiving others and ourselves allows us to move forward without the burden of negative emotions. To forgive others, start by recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and that no one is perfect. Try to understand the other person's perspective and motivations. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but rather seeing them as human. Let go of the desire for revenge or retribution. Holding on to these feelings only perpetuates your own suffering. Instead, focus on your own healing and well-being. Forgiving yourself involves acknowledging your mistakes and learning from them. Self-forgiveness requires compassion and the understanding that you are not defined by your errors. Reflect on what you can do differently in the future and use your experiences as opportunities for growth. Marcus Aurelius's teachings offer a profound alternative to the pursuit of happiness. By finding your purpose, cultivating gratitude, practicing acceptance, building strong relationships, finding joy in the simple things, living in the present moment, and forgiving yourself and others, you can create a fulfilling and meaningful life. These principles provide a solid foundation for true contentment, one that is not dependent on external circumstances, but is rooted in inner strength and wisdom. Embrace these lessons and discover the lasting peace and joy that comes from within.